Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, where's Emma and Tony got to? Oh, hang on, got a message.
Oh, hi, Steve. Sorry, I'm not going to make it. I'm just up to my neck. I'm pickling onions at the minute.
Oh, they must blow me out again. I don't know. I can always rely on Tony, though. Oh, another message.
Oh, hi, Steve. Really sorry about this, but I'm not going to be able to get across. I've got a massive leak.
He's not coming either. Oh, I know how to get him into the room. Alexa, play the Kitchen Garden podcast.
Here's the Kitchen Garden magazine podcast.
You can now listen to the Kitchen Garden podcast through Alexa. Just say, Alexa, play the Kitchen Garden podcast.
Grow a salad bar. Watery iceberg lettuce and underripe tomatoes, anyone? Not on your Nelly. Grow your own salad bar and give the limp and lacklustre the heave-ho, implores Benedict Van Heems. Insipid salads are an unfortunate mainstay of far too many British pubs, cafes and restaurants. The situation is getting better, slowly. But the vast majority of salads still involve the same old sorry suspects. Watery iceberg lettuce, a flavourless tomato, you know the type, pale, hard and chewy, and if you're lucky, a slice of cucumber. No wonder the salad bar is viewed with such contempt by so many. If you want to create sensational salads, bursting with taste and in a rainbow of colours, there's only one solution. Grow them yourself. A garden-grown salad bar can be a thing of great beauty. Consider this glorious combo. Creamy butterhead and red salad bowl lettuce cut with feathery mizuna and brought to life with blood-veined sorrel and shavings of pungent candy-caned Chioggia beetroot. Or how about frilly red Russian kale, startlingly scarlet arachi, baby spinach and French breakfast radishes quartered lengthways, then zoosh them all up, some more with heritage varieties of tomato, finger carrots and a scattering of seeds. Say adios average, hello extraordinary. Leafy foundations. Let's start building our salad with some leaves. Leaves contribute bulk, a variety of textures and, of course, a symphony of taste. Aim for a balance of heat and bitterness levels and plan for a mix of leaf shapes and colours for visual interest too. Lettuce. There are so many different types of lettuce, it's hard to know where to start. Head-forming lettuces can be harvested all at once or little and often, picking a few leaves at a time from each plant so that the central rosette continues growing to replace them. Harvesting like this, cut-and-come-again style, means plants last longer, cropping for up to 4 months before eventually running to seed. It's handy for time-pressed gardeners too, because if plants last longer, there's less sowing, pricking out or thinning required. Sow lettuce from late January undercover or mid-spring outside as soon as the ground is a little warmer and has dried out from all that winter rain. Continue sowing as needed until late July or early August, when winter-hardy varieties of lettuce can be sown to keep you in leaves during the colder months. Sow into rows about 25 centimetres or 10 inches apart, then thin the seedlings to 20 centimetres or 8 inches apart, or sow into module trays to plant out at similar spacings. Leaving a decent amount of space between plants will help you to spot and control slugs, and it gives plants the resources and elbow room they need to grow old gracefully. After several weeks of picking, plants will have developed a thicker central stem, with the leaves emerging from the crown at the top. Keep picking until plants can no longer resist the urge to bolt. Endive. Endive's slightly bitter taste is a pleasing counterpoint to lettuce's chilled vibes. Choose a loose leaf type such as Bianca Riccia to sow from mid-spring indoors into modules or late spring direct outside. Continue sowing until early August. Thin or plant seedlings to about 25 centimetres or 10 inches apart in both directions. Pick leaves regularly from June. The final sowings of summer should, with a little protection, give a few leaves right through autumn and potentially longer. Rocket and mustard. These are the go-to leaves for adding a touch of spice to your salads. Seed packet instructions recommend sowing from early spring, and while plants will certainly grow, it won't be long before they bolt. This is because brassicas respond to longer days by flowering. Sow after the summer solstice and they will behave themselves, putting on masses of leaves for regular picking. Sow direct or into modules, spacing the seedlings out to leave about 20 centimetres or 8 inches between rows, and 5 to 10 centimetres or 2 to 4 inches between plants within the rows. Finish sowing by early September for leaves throughout the autumn, and again with some added protection in the form of cloches or miniature tunnels, or into winter and the following spring. Pea shoots. Pea shoots are very quick and easy to grow, so I really don't understand why they command such a premium in the supermarkets. My local hardware store sells peas, beans and sets by the scoop for the town's allotment folk. A single scoop of seeds costs not very much and keeps me in pea shoots all season long. Begin sowing pea shoots from March and continue sowing until midsummer. Seeds can be sown quite thickly into pots of compost to grow as microgreens or into drills marked out about 15 centimetres or 6 inches apart, with seeds dropped in about 5 centimetres or 2 inches apart. Early sowings may need covering with horticultural fleece to keep pigeons from plucking the tender new shoots. Begin harvesting when plants are about 20 centimetres or 8 inches tall, cutting off the top third of growth to allow plants to resprout.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Continue harvesting each time new shoots grow back, before plants finally flower and set some pods by way of a very welcome bonus. A leaf less ordinary. With its neutral taste and range of colours and textures, lettuce is always going to be a winner. But how about adding a few of these leaves too? Red Arachi. Red Arachi leaves are outrageously good for you. Pick the leaves while they're still quite young for a vibrant addition to your salads. Beetroot. You could eat any beetroot leaves in much the same way you might Swiss chard. For salads, try a beautiful crimson variety such as bull's blood. Harvest young for baby leaves. Lamb's lettuce. This mild leaf has an almost waxy texture to it. Lamb's lettuce is one of the hardiest salad leaves you can grow and will happily sit outside through the winter chill. Mitsuna. An excellent choice for adding a little texture. Its intricately feathered leaves are mild, but nevertheless retain the slightest hint of mustard. Their crunchy stems add a welcome bite. Sorrel. Add a punch of lemon with broad or buckler leaf sorrel. The leaves are less prone to wilting, making them a great addition to sandwiches. Or grow them on for cooking. Tatsoi. Tight rosettes of glossy dark green leaves with a mild flavour. This Asian leaf is rapidly gaining popularity thanks to its smooth texture and ever so slightly sweet notes. Tasty embellishments. A well-considered assortment of leaves is good enough, but adding tasty embellishments such as spring onion, radish and shaved beetroot will really help your salad sing. Radish. Sow and crop quick-growing radishes all season long. I like to sow them in between slower-to-establish staples such as parsnip or leek, or opportunistically between stepping stone paving slabs laid in between the main vegetable beds. Anywhere they can be snuck in. The classic rosy red radishes are the very quickest growing, but it's hard to beat the white-tipped French breakfast for good looks. For a really early crop, sow pinches of seeds into modules, then plant out a few weeks later under fleece. Spring onion. Guarantee a little heat and bite with some spring onions. Sow thinly into drills spaced about 15 centimetres or 6 inches apart, then thin as necessary so each plant has space to swell. They can also be sown into modules from late winter, a pinch of 5 to 8 seeds producing a cluster of seedlings to plant out as they are, about 10 to 12 centimetres or 4 to 5 inches apart in both directions. Keep the area around the delicate seedlings weed-free, weeding by hand rather than hoe to avoid collateral damage. Sowings made in midsummer using a hardy variety such as White Lisbon will give plants that stand through the winter ready to lift the following spring. Carrot. Fresh, finger-sized carrots straight from the garden really do taste superior to anything you can buy. Early varieties of carrots are best for salads and are sown direct through spring into rows 25 to 30 centimetres or 10 to 12 inches apart. Sow the tiny seeds as thinly as you can, then thin the seedlings to about a centimetre apart. The thinnings can be eaten whole, leaves and all, for a tempting prelude of what's to come. How big you harvest is up to you, but I prefer my salad carrots no bigger than my ring finger. Beetroot. The classic boltardy beetroot is the most reliable because of its resilience to bolting. That said, you really can't match the head-turning appeal of Chioggia with its concentric rings. Sow from April in rows about a foot apart, then thin seedlings to leave one every 7 centimetres or 3 inches. Like most of our salad crops, keeping plants well watered in dry weather is half the battle if you're to avoid early flowering, and it will speed the time to harvest too. I hope you're tempted by the possibility of a beautiful garden or allotment-grown salad. It's such a shame a decent salad proves so elusive. But by growing a sensational salad of your own, you can experience something truly unique to your taste and situation. Give it a grow. Some like it hot. Frost-tender plants such as tomatoes, cucumbers and sweet corn grown for baby cobs make stonking salad additions. Tomato. Cherry tomatoes are quick growing. For sweetness, sow Sun Gold. Alternatively, grow a meaty beef tomato, cut into thick steaks and served with sliced red onion and sea salt. Courgette. Choose a heavily ribbed variety such as Romanesco. Pick the fruits young and slice them thinly into pretty cogwheels, or go for a yellow courgette like Soleil. French beans. Their smooth, sleek pods are perfect additions to a salad, especially a homegrown salad niçoise. Purple teepee has pretty purple pods. Baby corn. Unlike traditional sweet corn, varieties harvested for baby cobs do not need to be pollinated, which means you can squeeze them in wherever they will fit, even pots and tubs. Sunflower. Sunflowers lend sunshine cheer, and growing them is a great project for children. Let them set their seeds at the end of summer, then dry and store them for next year's salads.
If you enjoyed this podcast, you can subscribe to Kitchen Garden Prime for just $4.99 per month. You'll be getting a whole lot for your plot, including an easy-read tablet and phone edition to read anywhere, anytime. Exclusive access to 10 years of digital back issue archives, access to exclusive content from the online allotment, the Mudketeers website, plus the monthly print magazine will be delivered free to your door each month. Head to classicmagazines.co.uk/KGPrime to sign up today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.